Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, brains. There's only one requirement to hang out on the edge, is that you open your big brain and close your small mind. Did you bring your thinking caps? It's time to put them on, because the conversation starts now.
I'm going to go with the flow. And
I got you. Here on the edge. I'm not going to let you fall. I'm going to catch you. So, Melina, how do you let me see if I can pronounce your last name, see if I get it right. Camisoto.
That's it.
Okay. I get it. That's a mouthful. Blah, blah, blah. But I'm glad you're here, Melina.
Thank you. I'm excited.
Coming here from Australia, we're going to talk about running some bars.
Yes.
That's also known as access consciousness, right?
That's right. Yes.
I've had a few bar runners in my day.
Yes. You talked about the same bars?
Oh, yes. I've danced on a few, too.
It's a bit different. No alcohol involved.
A lady never tells. A lady never tells. So I am so glad to have you here with me, in all seriousness. You know, everyone has the same basic functionality when they're doing these different type of modalities. But what I want to find out is, what is your secret sauce? What is that extra oomph that Melina puts in it that nobody else does when they run your bars? I'm going to ask you about that. I'm going to ask you. I'm going to give you some stuff to think about. I'm going to ask you about connecting. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about authenticity, that big $25 word, and what that means to you, and how this all began for you. So start coloring in the white spaces for me on the edge. Tell me, what is the real me?
The real me is just when I'm really being myself, that's me. Like, you know, I'm not taking on other people's points of view. I'm just doing what I really, really love. And I think for myself, I've always had a knowing that there's more to life. Even as a young kid, I would always know that there's more. And I would say that, I know there's more. So having that knowing and that awareness, I think, like, you just trust what you do and you just go for it and nothing will stop you. That's really probably me and who I really be. I think I've always been that way.
But, you know, fear is also an indicator of boundaries. It's a warning sign. And we just can't go willy-nilly. How do we find balance in all of this?
You just choose something. Like, if you let fear get into it, you'll never do anything. Everything is a choice. And you have 10 seconds. There's something with access that we say you can choose something new every 10 seconds. And, like, if you choose something and you don't like it, you've got another 10 seconds to choose again. And, like, if you live with that, you'll start choosing and you'll start being different. And the fear will just drop away. And we call it a distractor implant. It's something that
you go to.
Yeah.
So I see a few of them walking around on TV.
Yes.
Distracted. So how do you bring it back into focus? Is it with bars? Now, again, for my brains that don't know, you need to go back and listen, because I got some access conscious people all over there. I mean, it's like, I don't know, it's a family, it's a nucleus, it's really, really cool. I've been running into some cool stuff. There's another group, too, called Creatrix for Women. They're pretty good. But let me ask you this real quick, and we'll go back to that. I noticed, and this is a generalization, for educational purposes only, I put that little disclaimer so nobody gets crunchy. Okay, but in Australia, I noticed that you talk a lot of metaphysical energy, spirituality, but I don't hear a lot of deep-rooted religions like Christianity or Buddhism. Is that a culture? Am I assuming? Am I just hanging with a different crowd? I don't know, but every person that I talk to, And, you know, again, like getting your bars run, it's getting clear. It's checking into certain pressure points, your nervous center, your chakras, all of that. So you guys are really into that down there. Why do you think that is?
It's something different and it works. It's like, you know, I've done lots of other modalities and I've loved them all along the way, but I just find that this one here really works, because we have these 32 points on our head that we lightly touch, and they're related to different aspects of your life. And when you touch those spots, like you could have a memory come up, you might sleep through the whole thing. It really doesn't matter. We don't have to go into the story. We don't have to go into the drama. And we have like back here behind our ears, it's called the implant bands. And they're the spots that we take on everything. Everything that we've ever taken on in our life is stored behind here.
Oh, so right when we here?
Yeah, right behind the ears. It's called the implant bands. And they're that's something that you get run
I'm
when you have
to learn that right in the back of the ears.
Yeah, right. Just wherever the little ridge is, you sort of touch those spots there. And that's everything that you've ever experienced in your life is stored behind here. So when you get your bars run, it's like deleting your computer hard drive. So, yeah, and look, it's something that you have to experience yourself, but also the questions. I love the questions. The questions will keep you, like we say, what else is possible? Like when you say what else is possible, it's not like we're saying, oh, what else is possible? We're actually asking, like, what else is there? And when you ask it like that, I wonder what else is there for me today? And something will come into your awareness and you'll think to yourself, oh, wow, I'm going to follow that through. And that's how you start changing without going into any drama, without going to any story. There's a lot of tools with access that you use and it will get you going into that space.
Okay. Who's the inventor of bars? I mean,
Gary Douglas. Okay. Gary Douglas is the founder, and Dane here is the co-founder of the bars, and they've been doing this for 20 odd years, and it's become very popular all around the world. In Italy, they actually run children's bars in some of the schools. Mm-hmm. The children actually run their bars before they start. Like, how does it get any better than that? What would it take for more of us to choose that, to choose it in our lives?
But, okay, so you get your bars run, and what is this? It's like a massage. You know, you schedule an appointment and you get your bars run every
Yep, it's just slightly touching different at points. Like up here, this is all to do with your body. We've got like money, control, creativity. I mean, who doesn't, you know, have stuff going on with all of that? So we just sort of, you know, touch those spots.
I got a COVID spot.
Well, yeah, we won't go into that.
But what has that taught you about you? You know, what have you learned and what have you observed about people? And I mean, you know, stuff has come up out the ground. People really show you who they are on any side of the spectrum. I'm not trying to I'm not trying to put you in a bad way. And now you got to live down there with the Aussies. You can't come up here with me. Not yet, anyway. Okay. But what has this taught you about you and humanity?
Well, we've all got points of view, and the thing is, when we have those points of view, we are so fixed with some of those points of view that we don't see anything beyond. So everyone's allowed to have their point of view, and that's fine. But I think you have to see what's true for you and go with what's true for you.
You know, I was at a big highbrow luncheon with these real big brain people, and we broke off into groups. And on the wall, it said, you know, list questions. And I asked the question, what would it be like if we all told the truth? So when we broke off into our sessions, everybody was enamored with that question. But truth is a matter of perception. And just like you say, it's what's true for you.
Yes.
You know, I could say the sky is orange. I'd be on some Ayahuasca or something. And I said, the sky just opened up in this bright orange. That's my reality.
Yes.
You know, and people have a right to that. And they have a right not to like stuff, too.
Absolutely.
I don't like okra. I can't stand it. But you have that right. And people have become so compartmentalized.
Yes.
that they don't allow people to just do what they do or see it and don't see it and go and mind your business and try to get through this pandemic because it's a mess. So let me know a little bit more about what you've been doing with your clients. Who is an ideal client for Bars? Because, you know, again, like you said, there's a million modalities. Yeah. And when you found Bars, Access Consciousness, what was your aha moment? What made you, you know, really say yes?
Well, for me, I knew that there was more. Like, I was doing other modalities with clients, and I was just finding that certain things just weren't working out, or they'd come back with the same issue. And I'm just like, I don't really want to do this. I don't want to take people's money or have people keep coming back if things are not working out. So I kept asking, what else is there? You know, I know that there's more. And then my dad was diagnosed with cancer. And I kept saying, like, there's got to be more for him. And, you know, he got told that he didn't have very long to live. At the end of the day, I found Bars. I was thinking of this person, and I just happened to message her, and she just said to me, oh, it's quite interesting, of all people, that you would message me today. And I'm like, why? She goes, I'm actually doing a Bars class. And I actually said to her, like, what the fuck is Bars? Because I had never
heard. WTF brains, do you know what that means? Really? Are you serious?
So I went and had a session with her, and I said to her, wow, you learned this in one day. That's amazing. Like, that is just totally awesome to learn something like this in a day. So what I did was I went to my dad after having my session. I thought, wow. So I actually remember touching him back here. There was a lot of anxiousness. He was taking on a lot of what's around him. And I said to him, I'm going to go tomorrow. I took him to the hospital because he was having his treatment. I said, I'm going to go tomorrow morning, learn how to do this, and on Sunday morning, I will come and see you. So Sunday morning, I grabbed my husband, gave him a session. I gave my mum a session just to, you know, get the feel of what I was doing. But it really doesn't matter because you just know. You have this knowing. You know exactly where to go. You have charts that are given to you. You have a manual that's given to you. And I remember being in the hospital because people were going in and out all the time. There was nobody for that 1 hour. We weren't disturbed at all. And after that, after the session was finished, I remember my dad saying to me, I don't know what you've just done, but those thoughts are gone. And I thought, wow, you know. And so what I did was I would go in before his treatment 3 days in a row, and I ran his Bars. He would be in hospital for about a week after his treatment.
Wow.
But by the end of the week, they had sent him home. So he's still going. You know, I'm very, very grateful that I found this. And then I started, you know, letting my clients know about it, and they'll go, wow, this is amazing. And I just see difference in them straight away. And then I would have people say, and I knew myself that I was going to teach the Bars. Okay. So I'm a facilitator, and that's what I do. I also teach the Bars.
Let me ask you this. As a side hustle, and I mean that in the most respectful way, people give massages, manicures, pedicures, all of that. Can you have a mobile Bars service? Can, you know, is it something that you can lay on the table and, you know, make additional income once you get certified and accredited?
Yeah, absolutely. As soon as you take a one-day class, you become a practitioner. Yeah, one day. And you get the manuals, you get the charts. And it's so easy to learn, and it's fun as well.
Is it fun?
Yeah, it really is. And what I do is I actually get people to, you know, bring a friend or their partner. So they've got each other to swap. Oh, and then you can just run each other's bars.
You got some swapping going on when you're running those bars?
Yes.
How's things at the cafe?
At the cafe? We used to have a cafe. We don't have it anymore.
Oh, okay. How was that running a cafe? I've never been in
See, I love people. So did my husband and I. We just were people. And people would sort of say to us, you know, they wanted something and they'd come to us and we would connect them. We're very much connectors. And I still think we are. We're very much, we like people. I know how to connect with people. And I'm very grateful for all the people that, you know, connect and send people to me. It's word of mouth for myself at the moment.
I know.
They've had their Bars run, go and see Melina. And I'm just very, very grateful that I can work so that
what
way.
What did your husband say when you came home and told him that you was running Bars?
I've got a funny story about that, but I don't know if I could really say it out loud, but I will. When I said to him, I'm going to run your Bars, I said, get on the bed and I'll run your bars. And he actually said to me, you're going to run the other bar as well? Ooh. And I said, not today. So you might want to edit that out.
you shut down his bars? Girl, you're supposed to play that like a piano. In every key. No, you can't edit that out. Shame on you. But you have to have a good laugh and you have to have a good chuckle. And, you know, that's what life is about.
It's we need more of this.
Yeah, we just need to take it easy. Because you know what? Everybody's in timeout. It's not just you. It's not just me. Everybody in some form or fashion, whether you like it or not, you're in timeout. And why you get put in timeout is to teach you a lesson.
Yes.
It's to really see. To stop and think.
Yes. Yes. It's really about being, like the thinking. We've got to get out of the thinking. And that's why the bars is so good. It actually helps slow down the brain waves. So if you could just be more, what would it take for you today just to be more? What can you choose for you today that could make you smile, have some joy, have some fun?
A martini.
Well, if that's what it takes, do it.
You know, but seriously, to work in this modality, you take on a lot of people's energy. You take on their sickness, their pain, their anxiety, their depression, because you're changing that energy right at the source, right at the core. What do you do to ground yourself, Melina?
Well, with Access, we actually say, like, if you can right this moment, just put your barriers down, like put your walls down. We all put walls up. Just put your barriers down, put them down, down, down. We are infinite beings, and our beings doesn't stop here. It goes out, out, out. So if we can just keep expanding ourselves and being in that space, you actually don't really need to protect yourself. It's your awareness. Your awareness will tell you what you actually really need to be.
That so, and a mask.
Sorry?
I said that and a mask.
There's really
jokes.
Yes, absolutely. So it's just really being more of you, expanding your energy and just putting your walls down, because we do put walls up. We put them up for protection, but we don't really need to protect ourselves. We just need to be more of who we really need to be. And when you're in that vibration, when you're in the joy and you're having fun and you're laughing, that's when you really create.
I agree wholeheartedly, 110%. So, I'm going to play a round of 4 or 5 questions. I'm just going to throw something out there randomly. You just come back with the first thing that pops out of your mind, okay? Birds.
Birds? Oh, I love listening to them. Joy.
Flowers.
Beautiful. I just love anything nature.
Narcissist.
Interesting point of view. That's actually a tool of Access, interesting point of view. You get to learn that in one of the classes.
Okay. Let's see. Passion.
We should all have passion. We've all got that passion inside of us. What can we choose to ignite it?
What would you tell a 25-year-old, Melina?
Oh, definitely just be you. Don't be stuck in anything. Choose what really makes your heart sing and go for it.
Well, I think that's beautiful. You've been a wealth of information. I need to get somebody. See, I can't do that telepathically. I need you to actually touch me. I miss that so because there's a lot of people that don't like touch for a variety of different reasons.
Yes.
I think that's so unfortunate, especially when you have someone that's talented. It's like getting a good massage. Everybody doesn't have good hands. It's a good hypnotherapist. Everybody can't take you down, you know? So to have someone there and you seem like, let me see your hands. Put your hands up to the camera. Oh, look at that. You got nice fingers, nice fingernails. You can get in there. Just grab your, she's going to grab your brain and shake it.
Well, it doesn't work like that, but I can if that's what they want.
Let me ask, so when you do the Access consciousness, you told me here that this stores a lot of your memory. Does it also go down your spinal column, down the back of your neck, or does it just stop at the base of the head for for the most part?
Well, it's pretty much behind your ears. I mean, we do, like, there's all different spots that we start off to get you, you know, going. But behind here, that's the one I tend to stay a lot on people. Yeah, it's amazing. Well, everyone's different. Some people might need to go a little bit longer. Some people might need a little bit less. And every session is different. You just be in that space. For me as a facilitator, I'm in the space. I'm in that space of allowance. Mm-hmm. I don't tell them that this is what it is. And access is not about that. It's about being in that space of allowance and allowing the client to really be themselves. And if they want to come up and say things, they can. But they don't. They could just enjoy that session, and it works the same as well.
So does it put you to sleep?
Oh, absolutely. A lot of people, they sleep through it, and then they have the best night's sleep that night. They say it's the best sleep they've had.
How long does it depend?
I usually go for an hour, but, you know, there's other sessions that you can go an hour and a half, which includes some body processes that I've learned as well through Access. Okay. And it's just being in that space. And when you're in that space, and you know how I said before about putting your barriers down and expanding your energy, right, being more of that space, more of allowance, and not having points of view about stuff. When you're in a total allowance, that's when things really start happening in your life. I do believe that, and it does work.
What do you think about that with regards to parenting? I've got a guest coming on the show, and you know what? She believes in unschooling. Her kids don't have any rules. They just live their life. What do you think about that, raising these millennials? You know, they still have to have some discipline, don't you think?
Well, it's just being a conscious parent, I think. That's the key. It's just being conscious, and what works for your children might not work for somebody else. And it's also about the parents as well. When they're in that allowance and that conscious state, I think it can do wonders for children. I think if I had to do it all over again, I probably would have done it that way. There's a lot in this system that I don't really agree with anymore, but that's just me where I am now.
I know. That's we went to Yosemite and we saw these little kids that were there. They were being homeschooled. They had the best time. They got to talk to the Native Americans and watch real basket weaving, go on the field trip, have their lunch. It was nice. Now they're mechanical animals. Test. Do they do that a lot in Australia? They test the kids a whole bunch?
Oh, there's all sorts, yeah, and they're all labels as well. You know, like, that's why the more aware we become, the more conscious we are, we need more of this in the world. We really do. More of that, more joy and laughter. Laughter can just release so much. You know, what can you do today to have more fun? What can you choose?
Can you run bars on children?
Oh, absolutely. Children can actually learn as well, yeah. There is a video out there, Access Consciousness Bars, and it's children in Italy, like, running bars, and they're so beautiful. Like, because you look at kids, they're just really being themselves when they're allowed. If they're really allowed to be their true, authentic self, they're amazing. We can learn so much from them, you know?
Yeah, because they have a different mindset. They're doing a whole different thing. They're trying to get some clean water. They're trying to get to Mars. with Mr. Amazon, okay? They're going to Mars with him. You know, they're not thinking about this stuff, about the color of your skin or what political party you're affiliated with or how much money you have. You know, they're one nation under groove. So I'm really glad that you are out there in the trenches doing the work and you're conscious. You know, that you're working with people and you're trying to raise their consciousness, brains. Did you see that? I told you, I'll take your brain and just shake it. But I mean, in all seriously, I would like for you to look into this a little bit deeper. She said there's some videos there. I'm going to put her contact information at the back. I want you to go in and check out every single thing here on The Edge, Brains. It's the place. It's the hottest place on the planet. Okay? You can get your bars run. And don't have a tab. Melinda, tell my brains how to get in contact with you, baby. I want them to work.
Well, I'm on Heart and Soul Healings on Facebook and Instagram, and I do have my own personal page, Melina Camisotto, so people can find me in those places. I'm not the sort of person that's got all this fancy websites and stuff like that. I am just being me as much as I can. I don't think you really need to have all that sort of stuff. People find you. They just do.
I found you.
Yes, thank you.
I found you and you found me. I'm in North America. Yes. She's down in Australia, Brains. you know.
Thank you.
So I'm glad to find you too. And again, we're a point and a click away. She might be having some online courses. You might want to learn how to run Access Consciousness. Just because she can't touch you doesn't mean that she can't teach you. So thank you so much again for being here with me. I adore you. And please come back and let me know as soon as the borders open up. And in about 6 months, I'm coming down in there and we're going to have a party, okay?
How does it get any better than that, eh?
All right, Brains, take care of yourself.
Thank you.